Proclamation number 6723 of 27th of December, 1956. God Himself distributes food and drink. You truly have great wealth at your disposal, which you may use at your own discretion and according to your own will. You can accept food and drink for your soul and thereby gather spiritual treasures for your soul, thereby acquires strength which it uses in a God-pleasing way. No one can deny you the receipt of the divine word if you desire to receive it yourselves, for this word will then sound within you. You can raise spiritual treasures within yourselves if this is your will. You should know that God does not leave a person empty-handed who desires to receive gifts from Him, and that you therefore only need to want in order to receive abundantly. But what God Himself distributes must also be a precious gift. It must have the highest value for you humans. It must be something which cannot be replaced by anything earthly. And this precious good is available to all of you. Incomprehensible though it is to those who know nothing of God's infinite love, which is only ever willing to give and truly can also convey every gift to the human being by virtue of His might. The body can certainly be denied many things it desires, but the soul will always be considered, for every spiritual desire will be fulfilled and the soul need not go hungry if it desires food and drink. And in this realization you humans should also avail yourselves of God's love and allow yourselves to be bestowed by Him. You should gather riches for eternity by only ever desiring that from God which is everlasting, which secures your life of bliss. You should let yourselves be addressed by Him and then also do everything to the best of your ability what He tells you to do, and it will only ever be His will that you live in love. And if you fulfill His will, you will gather treasures for eternity which can never be taken away from you. Therefore, anyone who calls himself poor on earth is free to acquire wealth which is far more valuable than any human being will ever be able to possess on earth. But his desires must not be earthly directed. They have to be solely for God and His kingdom. Then they will also find fulfillment. And this is why God often lets people live their earthly life in poverty in order to awaken the desire for spiritual possessions in them, in order to then be able to give them wealth which outweighs all earthly hardship and worries and which will remain with them even when their earthly life is over. No person on earth needs to call himself poor or feel poor because the spiritual treasures are at everyone's disposal. Thus every person could be immeasurably rich who allows himself to be bestowed with the gifts which God Himself distributes. But these gifts have to be desired by Him, and truly, every person can desire them. Yet people don't know the value of the gifts they could easily acquire. And only the soul which already possesses some light, which has already kindled love within itself, desires more light, nourishment from the spiritual kingdom. And these souls constantly increase their wealth, for the more they receive the greater the desire becomes and the more they can now receive. The wealth a soul can acquire in earthly life is immeasurable, but it is not obvious to people as such, and therefore it is also little desired. But every person who believes in a God of love, in a father of his children, will also long for the Father's love, and he will know that this love is always willing to give, and that he may always request his gifts of love. He will receive as he desires. But people will go empty-handed who never turn to their God and Father and appeal to Him for light and strength and grace, who never desire His word and therefore do not give their soul any nourishment which can help it to live. These will depart from this world in utmost poverty. They will not be able to show any wealth. And their souls will also have to live in wanting the kingdom of the beyond. Amen.